Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in to the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening in the studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features you'll find on our site, unlike those other talk show hosts. They, who want to charge you, $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, we charge nothing. So go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. So this morning, bright and early, Allie and I and, a few dozen activists from around the states traveled a great distance, at least for those of us here in New Hampshire.
Right. By New Hampshire standards, it's a great distance.
Great distance.
We went about 2 hours north here of Keene and went to a place where I've never been, Plymouth State University.
It was my first time as well.
And
some place that you didn't even know where it was a week ago.
I thought it was the seacoast area, but turns out it's up there in the north part of the, or the kind of the center part of the state, I guess, not really too far north. But the reason we were there was to support a friend of ours, a friend of the show, Brad Jardis, who we spoke to last night and talked in detail at that time about what he was planning on doing today, or what he originally had planned on doing today, and the plans changed a little bit from when they were first formulated. And it has to do with college campuses and the right to defend oneself. And in a lot of places in this country, you don't have that right. Well, you don't have the right to defend yourself with a weapon. I suppose if you knew martial arts or something like that, you could use that against an assailant on a college campus. But if you've got a knife or a gun or something else, pepper spray, whatever.
Some sort of tool.
Right. You're violating campus policy in that case, and they don't like that very much. And so they have a rule, at least in New Hampshire, and again, many other places, very similar, that essentially says, this is a violation of school policy. You'd probably be expelled for it, that kind of thing. And Brad Jardis decided that this was going to be an issue he wanted to take on, which is interesting because he doesn't even carry a gun, as he pointed out in his press conference today. Nor is he a dangerous guy. He says he carries ants out of his house. He doesn't even squish bugs. So I thought that was kind of an interesting juxtaposition. Like, on one hand, this guy is planning to carry a gun to campus, but on the other hand, he doesn't actually have a gun.
Yeah, for me, hearing him say that he doesn't own a gun was surprising. And
as a former cop, too.
Right, yeah, exactly. Usually, I hear people say, you can always relate to cops if you start talking about guns and stuff. They're usually into that. And
it's true.
They'll be more personable because it's common interest. But he doesn't, he said he didn't own a gun. And like you said, he's very peaceful, even towards non-rights possessing creatures. So I thought it was a good point to point out to the students who see guns as this thing that, not a defense tool, but an assault tool.
I think there were a lot of things that happened today, and we were there till noon, so we stayed for 3 hours on campus doing outreach and talking with folks and singing as well. We'll cover some of what went on today. But what I thought was most interesting was that there was no way anyone could look at this, what happened today with Brad and Tommy Mazingo, a former military member, Brad, former cop, coming on campus, originally planning to carry guns. They ended up, I don't know if they did carry guns or not. They didn't carry guns openly today. And, of course, one of the headlines that has been written about this is that, where was it? Well, anyway.
Basically, they didn't carry guns.
Well, yeah, there was some headline that said that, the guys that were going to carry guns didn't carry guns at all, which is a jump to a conclusion. I mean, there's no way to prove they didn't have guns, because they could have had guns. They just didn't have them openly. And Brad points out that the reason why they didn't go through the original plan was because they didn't want to be seen as violating the judge's order and being painted as the bad guys. And they felt like, or he felt as though that they could kind of spin things in a different direction if they were completely unassailable by the police.
Do you think he made the right decision?
I think it just all depends on what his intentions were. So I think that, I thought his original plan was great, to show up with guns and, do an outreach to folks. But then they threatened him with contempt of court.
Yeah, they came right after him. Both barrels. barrels, as it were.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that wasn't, I don't think he was expecting that in advance. And if that wasn't your original plan, then you know, you've got to be willing to think on your feet and make some changes. I'm sure other people would have done it differently, but everybody always has second
right.
guessing.
You know, and also when you're talking about, you know, civil disobedience involving guns, as opposed to civil disobedience where, you know, you decide that Central Square is a good place to do some gardening or, you know, whatever it is that one might choose to do in their form of civil disobedience, or maybe some filming in the courthouse, that kind of thing. That's an entirely different situation than civil disobedience involving guns. Guns tend to result in felonies. Mm. So one has to be, you know, clear.
Well, contempt of court wouldn't be a felony, but it would be time in jail and more time than he otherwise would have.
People seem to have sympathy for folks with guns. I mean, you know, there's you'd get far less sympathy.
It would have been more time in jail for him, and that's probably a factor. But also, Brad's like a legal eagle kind of guy. He's really into, you know, working in the system and knowing the laws and trying to kind of use their system against them. He really believes this, that his approach is going to work, and I hope he's right. I hope he's correct in that he thinks that, you know, if he were to have gotten arrested, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's not here right now. So if he were to have gotten arrested today on contempt of court, he'd be in jail. I mean, contempt is, you're right in jail.
Yeah.
And there's not much you can do to prepare for a court case when you're in jail. The jail library sucks. And when I mean that, the jail library is not bad, but the jail law library sucks. It's a joke. And Brad has a case in court. Brad and Tommy's kind of the unsung hero here. He hasn't been getting as much of the press coverage. But Brad and Tommy both have to appear at Grafton Superior Court next week. And the intention is, I guess they've lawyered up.
Clear this up.
With a couple of Free Stater attorneys, liberty activists who've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, who are also attorneys. They've hired them on to defend them in this case. And I guess take this all the way if possible. And Brad believes he can overturn this university rule if he's successful in court.
This would not be the first state by any stretch to have, I think, Oregon.
Oregon was one, yeah.
And a guy called in from West Virginia saying that guns are legal on their campuses, that there's probably 25 universities in the United States where this is the case. And these aren't just private universities, state universities.
Have these state universities, since they existed, always have had bans on guns? Or is this a new thing?
Well, that's a good question. I would imagine it's newer, but that's total speculation on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, academics, not big fans of guns. They generally want other people to carry them for them. And
but, Mark, it was only a few decades ago when people were carrying guns to school in elementary school.
Elementary school, yeah.
But, I mean, you would think at those times maybe guns would be a little more tolerated on
I would
college
think so.
Campus. So, good question. That'd be a great question for somebody who's been around a few more decades.
Well, the reason I ask is because, according to Brad and some of what I've read, it's not legal for them to be having these bans in the first place because
right.
they're state universities.
Well, Brad says that, and he cites laws, and he's got a blog post all about this over at freekeen.com. You have to scroll back for a few days, maybe a week. And Brad's point is that the New Hampshire state law says that a political subdivision can't regulate the right to bear arms, period.
Mm-hmm.
And the college system is basically saying, yes, we can. And so they're going to court. And the college has taken Brad and Tommy to court. So they're going on the 13th. Probably another day of activism for me. So we'll be going up to support them at Grafton Superior Court. Now, this, by the way, is the same court which we told you about several months ago that tried Weed a Clause. Bob Constantine, who was arrested and charged with felony for growing marijuana. And this was the same courthouse where they were cracking down on press implements at the door of the court. Now, again, the courts around here completely do whatever they want to, and they set the rules arbitrarily. So one superior court, like here in Keene, they take your stuff from you right at the door of the courthouse. And then in this other courtroom in Grafton, they were taking stuff at the door of the courtroom. So you were allowed in the courthouse with media devices, but not into the courtroom.
Yeah, just do whatever they want.
So it'll be the first time we've been back to superior court since that original situation. But more about the guns on campus issue, we'll hear from some students, as well as check in with what the mainstream media is saying about it. This is Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
on DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He moved back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Your kid and your wife?
Go to YearlyMovie.com. That's YEARDLEY Movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on YearlyMovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's YearlyMovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. You dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your best chance for achieving liberty in our lifetime. And if you were around this afternoon, you know why. Or, this afternoon. It's been a long day. It was this morning at 9 a.m., and we all left here at around 7 because, well, we had a two-hour drive. Allie and I say we all, Mark, you stayed and worked because you are a productive kind of guy.
Somebody's going to keep this little ship afloat.
Yeah, but a lot of people did go up. We had at least four carloads full of people coming out of Keene. And I don't know if Keene was the majority there, but I would say that it might
be
the case.
Seemed like
it to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people did come from all over the state. Liberty activists converged because, well, part of the Free State Project is, you know, we're here to do activism. And that means standing behind your fellow activists, presuming they're doing something with which you agree, when they do something. And in this case, Brad Jardis and Tommy Mozingo, former cop and former military, decided they were going to go to a college campus, carry weapons, and they ended up going to the campus. We don't know if they carried weapons. They may have been carrying them concealed and were stopped as soon as they entered the property by the police. And the police handed them an order. Now, we talked in detail last night about this particular order. It's very outrageous.
How did the police know who they were?
Well, they probably were able to identify Brad and then
the guy with him.
Yeah.
Well,
they both
said,
were wearing suits.
Right. They're dressed very professionally, so they sort of stood out in that way.
Exactly. And now, one of the areas in which we dropped the ball, and when I say we, I mean the activists who came out, was that a lot of us were on campus before Brad and Tommy, that we got there a good 15, 20 minutes before they arrived, maybe even longer than that. And they were running a little bit late. And we should have had a staging area outside of campus that we could all meet, walk on campus together. But we didn't. And as a result of that, when Brad came on campus, most of us weren't around because we didn't know where he was. We didn't know the campus. His cell phone wasn't responding very effectively. And so there was kind of this communications dead zone for about 10 or 15 minutes where people were getting a little nervous. They didn't know whether Brad was under arrest, like if they'd come up.
His phone been turned off?
Right. If something had happened as soon as they tried to enter the campus and we didn't know where they were, we ended up finding them, but not after, you know, it had all gotten started. And so they'd been served with this order, which says that they're not allowed to come on campus with any weapons. If they violate the campus weapons policy, they will be found in contempt of court and subject to arrest. So the judge is backing up what Brad Jardis believes to be a completely illegal policy with a temporary restraining order. And they're going to be going to court next week to hear arguments on this particular issue. And Brad Jardis believes he'll be able to overturn the entire I guess he believes they're going to be able to overturn the entire university system regulation or something like that. Maybe we'll get him on the phone later tonight and get an exact
opinion. Doesn't look good so far. You
opinion.
Think that if the judge was amicable to the idea that he would forestall the university from stopping him. I mean, this is a possibility.
I tend to agree with that perspective. But let's check in with what the mainstream media had to say. There were a number of media outlets there today, newspapers from around New Hampshire. I believe Boston Globe probably had a reporter there because they do have a report up. WBZ out of Boston, both the TV and radio side, were there as well as WMUR in Manchester. So you're already starting to see stories pop up. There were nationwide stories last night. It even hit Fox News about this going to happen. And so you're probably going to see some follow-up stories. There are already, if you Google for Plymouth State University and click the news link, you'll be able to find most of these things. But here's the report from WMUR out of Manchester. Actually, that report appears to have no audio, so I don't know what happened to it.
Have it up. See, this is what so many of the other shows do. They have the little clips ready and that kind of thing.
What's here that? We go. From well, okay, they it's actually in the audio where the guy talking. They must not have gone to the live shot.
Thank you very much.
Would you like one as well?
Yes, please.
Here you are, sir.
This is my
Thank
first restraining
well.
Order.
Brad Jardis and Tommy Mozingo were handed the...
So Brad's a former cop, and he's probably handed out a few restraining orders in his 10 or 11 years on the force, but this is his first time ever receiving one. Now, he's already read this. It was emailed to him last night, but for the record, he's reading it in front of the group. This group of people that kind of slowly gathered into a fairly large crowd of folks, and there were people kind of cycling in and out, maybe as they were going to and from class. It certainly seemed like, I don't know how many people were skipping class on this particular day due to this event, due to the college basically telling the entire student campus that if you skip class,
oh
it's
God,
okay.
There's going to be killers on the campus!
Right, so here they are, they're reading their restraining order.
Restraining order seconds after stepping onto Plymouth State's campus.
And any person acting in active concert and participation with us are enjoined from carrying firearms or other weapons prohibited by USNH weapons, firearms, and explosives policy on the Plymouth State University campus.
Jardis and...
Now, the part they don't show in this news report is the second provision in this restraining order, which orders Brad Jardis and Tommy to post on freekeen.com, which is a blog you hear about a lot on this show because, well, I operate the thing, to post to, and Brad is a blogger there, and he's been blogging about this the whole time, but to post the order to the blog. And it's interesting that, you know, the news media, the mainstream media, has completely ignored all of the really outrageous free speech violations and violations of free press that have happened.
Well, they don't care
here.
About the press until it happens to them.
Well, right.
They don't care about press when it comes to blogs and citizen
correct.
Press and things like that.
And this is more
That's
evidence.
Competition.
Well, this is more evidence that they, as the news media, don't care even about the First Amendment, which essentially, I mean, this would be the equivalent of a judge ordering a news reporter to do a news package and put it on the air about, you know, whatever court
they
issue
felt like
he had.
Doing, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but they do it all the time.
Do they? I've never heard of this ever happening before.
Oh, I mean, news media using the... You know, reporting on stuff the judges said, and they're used to doing stuff like that.
Sure, they wouldn't have a problem doing it because it wouldn't even feel like an order to them. They do it so often.
Right.
I see where you're coming from, but as far as there's ever been an order that has said to some individual, you must speak. You must speak, and you must speak in the venue in which we are instructing you to speak.
I agree. That's totally outrageous.
It is. And so, you know, what happened last night, I blogged about it over at freekeen.com, basically telling this man in a robe that he doesn't control this blog. He doesn't control freekeen.com, and we're not going to stand for posting his ramblings on our blog. So that was that. Let's get back to WMUR. Here's report.
Zingo argued that the university's policy restricting guns on campus is illegal.
Law-abiding people should have the right to carry firearms, and taxpayers in this state should be upset that the university system is keeping them from doing so.
But now, what do you think? Were we there for like a good hour just standing there with Brad Jardis?
Something like that.
I didn't look at my watch too, or not watch, but my phone, my time too often during it. But I feel like we were there for quite a while, and that's because there was a large amount of participation. I mean, obviously, you can only get so much out of a 2-minute report here from a TV station. But there were young people and teachers and, you know, administrative staff and cops surrounding this area where Brad and Tommy were speaking. And it was just kind of ended up being not just a press conference where they were talking to the media kind of in the beginning, but it ended up opening up to just kind of a conference between them and the students at PSU, which was great. It gave people the opportunity to really kind of speak their concerns to Brad or share their agreement with Brad. That happened as well. The students were of a mixed, kind of a mixed group of opinions
mm-hmm.
about
it's
what was
New
going
Hampshire,
on.
And lots of these students have carried guns.
Yeah, and so we'll come back with more here, 855-450-FREE. In fact, Tommy was telling me later that he encountered students who changed their minds while they were on campus.
That's
today.
The important part.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to comment on guns on school campus, 855-450-3733. And by the way, as of this morning, the Virginia Tech situation, from what I heard from the news people that were there, they have not yet determined whether the Virginia Tech shooter was even a student, the one that happened yesterday.
Does that look any better for Brad?
No, I just think it's an interesting detail, right? So, and it was actually something that came up today at the press conference, as you might imagine. We'll get back into that here in a moment, though.
If you're anything like me, you probably don't have enough time to do reading, you know, out of a book anymore. Audiobooks are a great way to get in all that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Even if you do read books, you could get in more reading by, you know, substituting on your drive or your exercise, your gardening, whatever it is that you might do that might fit, an audiobook. This is a great way to do it. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment in all kinds of categories, whether it's business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, fantasy, everything else. Fast, easy, and affordable. I've downloaded them. I know that it is. You can get a free download with your gold membership, your free gold membership, just by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Go ahead and get your free audiobook. It not only do you get to listen to a free book, it helps Free Talk Live, too.
So mainstream media was all over the place today at Plymouth State University, where Allie and I and dozens of activists from around New Hampshire were gathered together. And I would say almost all of them were Free State Project participants. People who, like you and I and Mark, all moved here to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And I just touched on it before, but Brad actually talked about the Free State Project while he was speaking. He kind of turned this into an opportunity to promote the Free State Project, I guess in the hopes that it would get media coverage. Of course, whether the media mentions your website that you plug while you're doing your activism or not is completely at their, you know, their disposal.
Right, but I think from what I recall, Free State Project was one of the only organizations he sort of pointed out to reference. So if someone was thinking, well, you know, who is this person? Why are they doing this? And they look up the things that he was telling, you know,
right.
Look up, then that would at least be a good one.
Well, the kids today, sir, I keep calling
them kids today.
Well, you know, if that's what people are calling them. And the suggestion is the reason they shouldn't be able to have guns on campus is because some of them might be irresponsible. You know, some of them might be drunk.
Well, but this is the question I would have is, what about the kids that are off campus? I mean, one would assume that college students would believe that college students are at least as responsible as townies or anybody who's not going to college of their same age. I'm just guessing. That seems reasonable to me. At least as responsible, if not more so.
I
think you could probably convince the average college student that
for a lot of college students, it's just an extension of high school for them.
I tend to agree with Ali. If you haven't been out in the real world, then there's a good chance you're not very responsible.
I'm talking about convincing college students that college students are at least as responsible. If I'm not convinced
right now. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure you could get them to admit that they're very elite.
They're more responsible than the average
citizen. They certainly wouldn't want to admit to be in high schoolers.
It's legal. Here in New Hampshire, it is legal for a person who is 18 years old to carry a gun on their hip or concealed any place except their stupid, stinking campuses. And every place, you can carry it in the state house. Why aren't there drunk teenagers walking into the state house and capping state reps?
Yeah.
This is just how silly these fears are.
The police like to drink, too. A lot of them do. And they're doing all, you know, they're not shooting people completely at random.
All the time.
I know. They kept calling it, you know, oh, we want a gun-free campus. But I counted like 7 guns there.
Just... Right. And then there were the undercover cops, one of which was actually called out during the event. Of course, you got the guys from Cop Block there. Damo and Pete were on hand. And at one point, Damo pointed out, because, again, it kind of just had become this discussion. More of like an open discussion with Brad Jardis and Tommy to a lesser extent, but Brad was really mostly fielding most all the questions. And so you had professors and you had students that were just basically calling out questions and talking with Brad. And at one point, Damo pointed out just kind of openly.
Professors, right? Like professors. These are the elite minds of our nation. The ones that were quaking in their boots that somebody, two men would carry automatic weapons strapped to their backs, come on their campus, and I guess they thought they were going to shoot people up or something. Did they crack our boys?
Did they crack them? Were there questions?
Yes.
No.
I mean, you'd think that these professors would be able to ask one biting question that would
they
stab
actually ended up
the
getting
quick
into
of this.
Political philosophy at one point, and basically Jardis was called out as an anarchist, essentially, by one professor who was, you know, touting democracy.
I thought it was Tommy. Or she was having conversations with Brad, and then...
Tommy did pick up that ball.
Taking the moral, he said, let's just privatize these things, which I think is a good approach.
I think that that word is a bit of a no-no word when it comes to
folks of the left
persuasion. Because usually when you look at, I don't even like the word myself, and that's because when you look at the history of privatization, it usually ends up being a history of favoritism towards corporations that are connected to the political class. So, for instance, if you're going to privatize a school or privatize a road or privatize a fill-in-the-blank government service,
somebody's going to get a sweet, sweet monopoly deal.
Yeah, some local businessman who knows the politicians is going to be the one who gets the bid on the privatization deal. And then all of a sudden what you have is a government authorized, privately run program.
Right.
And that's not what Tommy meant when he said privatization. What he meant, I think, was to get the government out of it completely. And it did end up coming up, the idea of no government whatsoever, when basically both Tommy and Brad bristled at the idea of supporting democracy. Brad actually ended up saying in front of this crowd of folks that democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. Mm-hmm. And he says it's a great system if you're the wolf. So there was some really good sound bites.
And that pones any professor that's advocating democracy.
Well, interestingly, that same professor that was questioning him in this case said, is it true what I've heard? And it's good that she asked this, I suppose, rather than just believing what she'd heard. But she said, is it true what I've heard that you were invited to have a discussion with the chief of police on campus or something like that, and that you refused? And he said, no one ever approached me. So he said he'd be more than happy to have a discussion with the chief of police, and that he would love to an open discussion, which would be open to the whole school to come to.
Because the chief of police is some great orator and debater. Come on. Yeah. They're not hired for that reason.
So we were playing back some of the mainstream media coverage here with WMUR, and then we've actually got some audio from some of the college students as far as what they thought or what they were thinking about what happened today. So this is again from WMUR in Manchester.
Restricting guns on campus is illegal.
Law-abiding people should have the right to carry firearms, and taxpayers in this state should be upset that the university system is keeping them from doing so.
But the university isn't convinced any laws are being broken.
We believe we are acting in accordance with the USNH charter, which was established through the general court.
The university warned students ahead of the upcoming protest, with Jardis himself admitting earlier he planned on carrying an unloaded rifle around campus as a symbolic act.
Some people had classes canceled today. So a lot of people are freaking out about this. There's absolutely no purpose having this here.
A lot of students have just been afraid to leave the dorms. There are people who are not going to classes, which, it's sad because it's our last week at school.
Now, those are interesting claims, because it was actually asked at one point if classes were canceled because of this. Brad asked that question out loud, kind of to the crowd, which was mostly students, and no one said their classes were canceled today.
I don't think their classes were, from what I read, classes were not canceled. They were, you had the option of not coming to class, and then most teachers were expected to make arrangements with students that weren't comfortable coming to class.
They were supposed to excuse them, basically, if they didn't want to go. And it was interesting that at one point the issue came up with the crowd about, why did you choose this day? Right? And for Brad, it just happened to be this time when he decided to do it. It just so happened to be the last day of classes. Now, finals begin on Monday for this particular school, so today was the last day of classes. And there was some guy next to me that, standing in the crowd watching this, some guy next to me makes a comment about how, that the kids are trying to work. They're trying to study. Because I had said something, I guess, about how, testing is until Monday.
Who's holding the kids out here? Well, nobody's got a gun.
If I was a kid at that school, I'd be like, wow, I'm so glad they're doing this, because now I can study and take that extra, have more time.
But this was
the library
guy.
Is darn quiet today.
More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, and bring anything you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can certainly call in to comment on the guns in school issue. It is one that is at least hot around here. The media in the northern New England area has been hopping all over this story out of Plymouth State University, where a friend of Free Talk Live, Brad Jardis, former law enforcement officer and a former military member named Tommy Mozingo, also a Free State Project participant. Brad's actually a New Hampshire native, not a Free State Project participant, showed up today at Plymouth State University with the intention of carrying guns on campus for the purpose of making a statement and doing outreach to some college youngsters. We will get back into that story here in a moment.
Here's one you could carry on campus, the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. An affordable, versatile, reliable rifle.
I don't think so.
Oh, by Ken, I mean he could have brought this in his.
Yeah, I wouldn't give anyone legal advice though. In many places, it's completely illegal to carry guns on campus.
I'm not suggesting that that this isn't legal advice.
Thank you.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
Deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester Performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. It's the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. You can see it at Ruger.com. Purchase it to your local gun dealer.
So, today, Brad Jardis, as I mentioned, showed up on college campus. He did not carry a firearm openly, nor did Tommy Mozingo, the former military member who showed up with him. Both of them were wearing suits, and they kind of intimated that they may be carrying firearms and that there's no way for the state to know for sure, because they can't search them without their consent. They had no other reason to arrest them. So basically, all the government agents could do was hand them the restraining order, which told them they couldn't come on campus with weapons.
And then
just stand there and watch as the press conference transpired.
I'm really disappointed with the press in this one. None of the stories that I saw and I read too mentioned at all that there are a couple dozen universities in the country where it's legal to carry guns. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about the gun freedom in New Hampshire where one can carry a gun in the state house.
That would require research and knowledge on the part of the press.
That's what they're supposed to do.
I'm going to test your knowledge right now, Mark.
Okay.
What are the crime rates like in places where they allow guns on campuses?
I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I would suspect generally where guns are legal, the crime rate is lower. It's a generalization. It's not always true.
Certainly true about New Hampshire and Vermont and Alaska, where guns are relatively unrestricted compared to
And that's per capita, not just because... It's per capita, not based on, there's more gun crime there than there is here.
So what I was saying about this old guy, to get to finish my my little anecdote from one of my experiences, mostly what I did today was pass out information to folks and, you know, have brief conversations. But there was a guy standing next to me at one point when the issue during this press conference slash discussion with the students and professors, there was a discussion at one point about, you know, what day this happened. Why did it have to happen on the last day of school? Isn't this disruptive to the students? And I made some statement, just kind of people were just sort of talking out loud here and there. I made a statement about how, well, the testing doesn't start until Monday. And some guy next to me who was either a professor or like one of those professional students who goes to school for his whole life, because he was older, like maybe in his 40s.
Didn't have that teenager feel to him.
Right. He kind of looked at me and he said, well, the kids have classes today and they have to study. He said they are in finals. They have to study for finals and they're working on projects. And I said, yeah, I've been to school before, and I know the last day of school is usually a throwaway, or is usually BS, is what I said to him. And that was the end of that conversation. Come on. Hasn't anyone been to school? I mean, really, do you expect me to believe that kids, even though it's finals week, are not partying or they're not, doing as they normally do?
They're diligent little studiers.
Maybe some of them are.
Some of them
studying.
Certainly are. But I mean, there's nothing.
This didn't stop them.
Nothing
from
being
studying.
Done to hold them out there.
Right.
I mean, oh, so you have an attraction? Should we turn off all the TVs this week too?
Yeah.
I mean, has somebody gone around and unplugged all the TVs in the dormitories?
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry, but usually on the last day of school, you don't even have to go.
It's suggesting that your best and brightest minds in New Hampshire have no free will.
Well, right. I mean, that's a lot of what the suggestions are. You'll hear from one of the college girls here in a moment, not in the WMUR report, but in a different bit of news footage. Basically, they believe that if guns are around, that these kids are just unable to control
themselves.
They're
going to pick them up and start capping
each other. Right.
I also want to point out that it also implies that they don't want students to be in tune with what's going on around them, what's happening on campus, political issues, and be talking about. They want them to be reading curriculum and to be going over curriculum and what the teachers want them to write on the test and essay.
But it's going to be useless once it gets to the workplace.
That's outdated. That's an accurate observation, Allie, but it's true only half the time or only part of the time, because in this instance they want them to keep their head down and look at the books. But when it's something the college approves of, you know, whether that be, you know, carbon credits or the sports team or, you know, whatever political issue the college wants to get behind, then, of course, it's important. You know, we have tables here and you can set up all kinds of information and you can do it any old day. In fact, you know what? When I was in the student center or whatever it's called, the area where they've got the food and the little alcoves and print shop and all the stuff in there, they had students with tables set up. So, you know, they were doing, the students themselves were on this big studying day, sitting out. One lady had, like, jewelry or something like that, and she was very nice. She accepted every flyer that was being offered to her. But my point being, these kids were clearly not, you know, nose in the book studying. They're doing outreach or whatever. They're trying to touch base. In fact, there was another table of kids that were writing letters to their congressman about how they feel about guns on campus. So, I mean, there were activities and things that had nothing whatsoever to do with finals that were being completely, created by the students themselves. Nobody was complaining about them. So
that's just what this is the suggestion that it's you people who did this. Now, it's not that they reacted to, it's not that they reacted in a way that would have been, blew it all out of proportion or anything like that. It's you. And this is what it's been all along with the Free State Project. You people have come to our state and you have ruined it. And whatever is done is your fault, not ours. Just because we reacted in this way, we have no responsibility. And it's frankly. Frankly, there's a real lack of logic and responsibility.
Speaking of that, let's go back to the mainstream media, WMUR's report from Manchester.
Friday's protests saw no rifles, no weapons, only an increased police presence. And
boy, was there an increased police presence. When we were coming into this town, normally when you're on the highways in New Hampshire, it's very rare that you'll see, at least in my observation, it's very rare that you'll see state troopers. They're out there. Don't get me wrong. I got pulled over by one a month ago. But it's very rare. Would you agree with that?
I don't see them a lot.
Yeah, compared to being in Florida.
They don't even have LIDAR. I mean, these guys are running around with old-time KU or KA band radar.
Is this your observation, Allie, thus far being here? Compared to Alabama?
Yeah, I guess I would agree with that. I feel like I saw cops everywhere.
Not cops, but stadies.
Stadies, yeah.
Like if you're in Keene, you'll see cops, because Keene has cops. But
so the rest of the state could have been overrun with crime today.
Oh, my God. They must have had the entirety of every troop of whoever was on duty of the state police.
I had a cop tell me that there are two stadies in our county at nighttime, which means to me they must have got, the numbers you're talking about means to me they must have taken every stadium from around the state and sent them over there.
As we're coming up the interstate to go to Plymouth State University, bright and early this morning, just before 9 o'clock, we saw on the interstate alone, the exit or two before this one exit, three different, we'd go 1,000 feet or 2,000 feet or something like that, and there'd be another one. There'd be another stadium just sitting in the median.
As far as many of the law enforcement in New Hampshire are concerned, the Free State Project is an armed and dangerous gang.
Well, the Free State Project is actually qualified as a gang in the Manchester Police's little system, but it says non-gang next to it.
A gang, non-gang?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So I guess that means that we actually haven't hurt anybody, so maybe they can't get away with completely calling us a gang. But then you went into Plymouth State University, or you went into wherever it is this place is. I don't even know what the city is.
Plymouth?
I'm just guessing. So we went into Plymouth State University, and we were going down the main drag kind of in town there, and there's three cop cars on the side of the road. There's cop cars everywhere. They were all over the place. There weren't as many as I thought there would be in the actual school common area.
I expected to drive onto the campus and see, tons of them, and I did see cars, like some empty cars, the state trooper cars, but most of them, I think, were maybe not, they didn't know where the action was going to be happening, so they just were spread out.
They were all over the place. And plus, that makes them look like, we're keeping you safe, kids.
Right.
Which is, of course, the state's position in all this, is that, it's us. We are the ones that are keeping you safe. But it was brought up during the press conference that the state has no obligation to provide people with protection services. They may try their best, but they have no obligation to do it. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Guns in schools, your thoughts are welcome. Hour 2's next.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life. For over 100 years, the Company Store has offered the ultimate in high-quality handcrafted products. Everything from comforters and sheets and bed pillows to towels, rugs, quilts, and so much more. Find the comfort you're looking for this holiday season and for many years to come. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. We're all about comfort.